Well, we were still there. We were still there from up until May, you know, at this assembly center because our farm wasn't ready, you know, and our house wasn't ready. So we were one of the last ones out of the assembly center, you know. But we used to have to cook, or we used to have to, you know, but it was just chaos. They had assembly center, they had beds, just, you know, 50 beds in a row, and we all slept in these cots, you know. And it was every day we got up, they fed us three meals a day, you know. And then, in fact, we started organizing dances and, you know, stuff like that. Oh, you know, nothing else to do, you know. And then they would say, oh, you have to get a pass to go outside to, you know, the movies or anything like that. Well, they all say, oh, they invite us because we could get passes easy, see. So my sister Jessie and I, we would go down to the RCMP and say, well, we want a pass to go to the movie. And they say, well, okay, who's going, you know? And then we get passes for, you know, the boys that want to take us to the movie, you know. Yeah. And so it was great fun, you know. And we just thought, oh my goodness sakes, this is, you know, we got fed three meals a day and, you know, so forth, you know. So we didn't, you know, the hardship didn't come until after we got to the farm. And that's where, you know, all the immigrants, I guess, were housed before. And it was like a three-story, you know, and the men were up on the third floor and we were on the second floor. And oh, the bathing facilities were so terrible. All the 150 people and they got eight toilets, you know, and bath. So my mother, she found a bathhouse, you know, around Obama, up 2 blocks away from the immigration hall. So every, and it was 5 cents or something. I don't know, couldn't have been very expensive because we couldn't afford it. But my mother, we would get a permit and then we would go to the RCMP said, I haven't seen you guys, the cleanest family I ever seen in my life. My mother would take all of us, you know, the girls and the younger bro my younger brothers and all. We go to this bathhouse, you know, around about 2 blocks away. Every day we went, and I think it was a nickel or something, you know, the RCMP. Lots of
Got
people got permission, but
Oh.
they were scared to ask, or where would they go? I mean, you know, a lot of people, I mean, why would they go outside just for a walk or something, you
Yeah.
know? But like with us, you know, we had a purpose, or the fellows wanted to go to the movie or something like that, you know. So we organized, you know, dances and stuff right inside the assembly center. So like I had three older brothers, you know, and the two of my sister and I, so there are five of us, you know, we're dance group by ourselves, you know. But everybody, they really, you know, they really were happy that we got there, you know, because we got the, you know, we organized, you know, a lot of the things, and